Those sneaky Sydney Siders, two Fridays in a row. Now they've beaten WA to the punch by easing more restrictions and moving ahead, despite 386 active cases still in New South Wales. That's right, 386 cases in New South Wales and two more today, mind you. We have just three. But from June the 1st, 50 people, that's right, 50 people can have a drink and a meal in the pubs, the cafes and the restaurants while we still sit at 20 and we have to wait even longer. My colleague Chris Smith from 2GB joins me on the line. G'day, Smithy.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Why is happy hour coming earlier to New South Wales?
Mainly because what they've done in New South Wales is starting to think like business people, starting to think like the people whose livelihoods are facing extinction. Now, it's all well and good to think like nurses and doctors, but we've got to change the clobber. They've got to get rid of the nurse's uniform. Are you listening, Premier McGowan? Get rid of the nurse's uniform quickly. And I know he's feeling bullied by Gladys Berejiklian, so I think I should talk a lot softer. Forget about the nurse's uniform. Put on the business suit and think about what's required at premises throughout WA. That's what they're doing in New South Wales.
Well, we've only got a handful of cases. You've got 386, but from June the 1st, 50 people can sit in a New South Wales pub, a cafe or a restaurant. We're probably going to have to wait until at least the second week of June at this stage. It doesn't make too much sense sitting over this side of the country at the moment, Chris.
Well, it's not just about not making sense. It's about the millions of dollars that you're losing, the jobs that will never return. Every time they close these borders and every time they don't enhance the economy by, you know, allowing 50 people or use the 4 square metre rule, which is what New South Wales has done, every day they don't do that, it is hurting WA for the not only the short term, but also the medium term. And look, the 4 square rule makes sense, Ollie, because we've got a situation where we're not sitting on top of each other.
Yeah.
It's not about, oh, you can put 50 in every single premises or every single eatery. This is a 4 square metre rule. Social distancing will be applied. But if you've got a 2,000 square metre restaurant, as celebrity chef Luke Mangan has, and he's restricted to 10 people in 2,000 square metres, that simply doesn't make sense. It should have always been a matter of space. And a 4 square metre rule applied to every premises is a sensible and business-like way to handle this policy.
We had the premiers and the prime minister obviously work very well together on the health crisis initially. Everybody was singing from the same page of the hymn book about how good the national cabinet is, or it was. Why are they so reluctant, do you reckon, Chris, at the moment to reopen, to kickstart the economy? Because it's always been about, as the PM says, it's always been about lives and livelihoods.
Correct. We will lose more lives, according to the mental health experts, the longer we remain closed than what we will lose from the pandemic themselves and itself. And I hope the Premier McGowan is thinking about that, because you don't see those victims. You see the pandemic victims because, you know, it's all very obvious in the back of an ambulance and it's all terribly upsetting for the families. You see that. But what he is not seeing are the people who will lose their livelihoods, lose their business, people who lose their jobs and get on the scrap heap and won't be able to handle that kind of reality. And you know what? They look at New South Wales and think, oh, we've got 300 cases. Well, we're getting 2 cases per 10,000 tests.
Yeah.
This is the Where's Wally of diseases in this country. You can't find it.
Yeah, and the whole purpose of this about flattening the curve was to get the hospitals ready. We're not going to be able to eradicate the disease, the virus, in its entirety right now. We have to be prepared for little outbreaks, and then you shut down that particular area or that school, or whether it's an RSL club or a pub or a suburb, for a couple of weeks to get on top of it. Right now, we've got that capacity. We have nobody in Western Australia, Chris, who is in hospital with the coronavirus. No one, not one person.
It's just ridiculous. They've gone from trying to flatten the curve, which was the intention, to trying to be the first state to become COVID-free, because that politically is a great sell. Well, sorry, get out of your political cocoon, forget about your selfishness, and do what's right for people who need jobs. Do what's right for the electorate. That's what they should be doing. And opening like they've done in New South Wales today is a very smart move. You're still adhering to social distancing, which we've all got to do until we get a vaccine. But bear in mind, if you think you can eradicate this thing, it's like HIV. It's taken 40 years. We still don't have a vaccine, and you can still get HIV. But what we've done in the HIV context is flattened the curve to almost zero. The same thing applies to this virus. They should stop being selfish about their political backsides and do what's right for people who need jobs.
Chris Smith, appreciate your time. Good on you. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Ollie. Thank you.